Well, one more Republican falls by the wayside. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has ended his 2016 White House bid.
I got into this race to put forward a plan to win a war we cannot afford to lose and to turn back the tide of isolationism that was rising in our party.
That's Senator Lindsey Graham there. What kind of influence did Graham have on the GOP race, and what does it mean for the Republican Party going forward? Dave Weigel is national politics reporter for The Washington Post. Hey, Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And it's good to have you, too. Dave, Lindsey Graham is certainly a press favorite if he's not a Republican favorite. Let me play you one other clip from Lindsey Graham. This is 10 months ago on the day that he announced an exploratory committee for his White House bid. He was making the case that, hey, the Republican Party isn't that far right. I can win. Listen.
How could a guy win in South Carolina by 41 points who voted for Sotomayor, Kagan, embraces climate change is real and immigration reform is necessary? My party is center right. They're not in the right ditch.
Dave Weigel, Lindsey Graham said, my party is center right, not in the right ditch. Is he wrong?
I think he's surprised at how little interest there was in somebody making that argument in his party. Now, the Republican Party controls most of the government right now. It does not control the presidency. But most states, if you live in one of the 50 states, if you are represented by a member of Congress, you're probably represented by a Republican. And so I think his message that the party needed to adapt to win just did not catch on because Republicans were so confident they were on the cusp of victory with a pure conservative message. I mean, when he said what you just quote him saying, something he said to people like you and me on the Hill pretty frequently, there just wasn't the audience because they didn't believe it.
Lindsey Graham, towards the end of this race, seemed to be the guy kind of yelling as he was led from the room, you know, from a meeting where party elders are kind of sitting around making decisions. And Lindsey Graham's being shuffled out trying to yell that, no, you people are making a big mistake. Listen to what he had to say about Donald Trump just last week.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot. He doesn't represent my party. He doesn't represent the values that the men and women who wear the uniform are fighting for. I've been in the Air Force for 33 years. I retired this June. And you know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to hell.
Now, Dave Weigel, Republicans aren't listening to that message.
No, I should say they're going to keep hearing him in the media because yeah. He, like you said, is one of the best communicators, one of the favorites of the press. What he was trying to do with his presidential race is prove that beyond the hallway between the Dirksen room and the elevator of the Senate, that there was an audience for this. And he kind of couldn't. I mean, he's the fourth of these guys to drop out after not just running a campaign that didn't take off, but attacking Donald Trump and that not taking off. And what I've seen, I just got back from a couple days with Ted Cruz in the Deep South in Alabama. What you see is just a Republican Party that believes if you're not fighting Barack Obama tooth and nail at every level, not just foreign policy, on everything, that you're not saving the country from a grave threat. So a message like Graham's, which I think makes sense to a lot of people within Washington, a lot of Republican donors too, because he was not doing that poorly with money, that's just not where the party's electorate right now is. And it really is just the Republican Party doing this. There is tumult in the Democratic Party, but not the same rebellion against anyone saying that we need to compromise.
And Dave, before we let you go, I mean, the contrast in South Carolina itself is striking. Lindsey Graham brags, I won South Carolina by 41 points. He was polling at 2% in his own state.
He was, although he had a ton of institutional support from big donors, from allies of the Bush family who liked the guy. I mean, it's hard not to like the guy and endorsed him early on. There's going to be a scramble for that support. But keep in mind, had he dropped out 6 months ago or not run, they might have been for Jeb Bush originally.
Yeah.
With him out now, they really did change the tenor of the race.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, the latest to drop out. Dave Weigel of The Washington Post. Dave, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.